This podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a preview of the Justice Theater Project's A Soldier's Play. Their media contact is Melissa Zeff, and she can be reached at 919-215-0889. That's 919-215-0889. The Justice Theater Project's 2017-2018 season opens with the dynamic military mystery, A Soldier's Play. It's written by Charles Fuller, and this is directed by Avis Hatcher Puzo. During World War II, African-American soldiers at the segregated Army base in Fort Neal, Louisiana, are anxiously awaiting their chance to join the fight. Sergeant Waters, an African-American, stumbles drunkenly into the opening scene. Two shots pierce the silence, and the unknown gunman flees as Waters falls dead. So begins A Soldier's Play by Charles Fuller, which opens October 13th and runs through October 29th. More than a detective story, it is a tough, incisive exploration of racial tensions and ambiguities among blacks and between blacks and whites that gives no easy answers and assigns no simple blame. Outsider and African-American Captain Davenport conducts the murder investigation, clashing with his fellow white officers over who has ultimate authority. The resulting tensions in this murder mystery force the audience to examine their own prejudices and highlights the power struggles in racially segregated World War II America. The fuse for this powder keg leads directly back to Sergeant Waters, who lords his only real power over the small group of athletically gifted black men on the base who are assigned to play baseball as an amusement for the, quote, real soldiers. After debuting in November 1981 at the Negro Ensemble Company, A Soldier's Play ran for 468 performances and won the 1982 Pulitzer Prize and New York Drama Critics Award. The play was turned into a film, A Soldier's Story, in 1984. It starred Denzel Washington and Adolf Caesar and was nominated for 3 Academy Awards. A note from the director. So instead of attacking the real enemy, the oppressive agent that has historically ground him and his people into dust, he attacks those who languish at the bottom of the pile. And this is from The Day of the Geechee from 2007. 30 years after its writing, A Soldier's Play is still a relevant work. Set in the South in 1943, this Pulitzer Prize-winning play opens as a drunken, badly beaten, and emotionally broken sergeant is shot and killed at point-blank range. And the thing is, he gets what's coming to him. In this military murder mystery, everyone, it seems, has a motive for eliminating this second-class sergeant, this sadistic middleman overachiever, including the Ku Klux Klan in the nearby town, the white officers on the base who refuse to take orders from a Negro, and even his own squad of black enlisted men who incur the relentless, appalling abuse he doles out in the name of making them better soldiers. Sergeant Vernon Waters was assigned to transform a small group of athletically gifted black men into soldiers, men who were initially there to play baseball as an amusement for the real soldiers. So when Waters ends up dead, the outrage comes from his superior officer, a white captain, who fears an uprising from Waters' men. When the captain sends for a military attorney to look at the case, the man sent to investigate is a black officer from the North, the captain's equal in more than just rank. This ironically, leads the captain to believe that the effort to find Waters' killer is a waste of time because no one in this military town is going to let a black man bring charges against anyone white, not for this crime. What makes this play both a chilling and entertaining night of theater, the numerous are guilty parties. What is said, what is not said, what's assumed or implied, the hatred of each other, the unknown, and oneself, is explored as these men try to find their way in the patriarchal system they adhere to. More than a play about race relations, it's a play about male identity, misidentity, and image. How are these men viewed by those in charge of them, and the psychological effects on this causes? Even though only one pulled the trigger, resulting in Waters' death, there are numerous elements that killed him. Ultimately, there are no easy answers. The language and situations are hard to digest, as no one in this play is on the side of the angels. And that is from the director, Avis Hatcher-Puzeau. Avis Hatcher-Puzeau, Justice Theater Project's guest director, is the director of the dance department at Fayetteville State University and an associate professor of dance and theater in the performing and fine arts department. This features Jajuan P. Cofield as Corporal Bernard Cobb, T.J. Swan as Captain Richard Davenport, Vincent Drayton as Corporal Ellis, Jamal Farrar as Private Lewis Henson, David Thomas as Private C.J. Memphis, Moses T. Alexander Green as Private First Class Melvin Peterson, Darius Hooks as Private Tony Smalls, Christopher Neil Bailey Sr. as Tech Sergeant Vernon C. Waters, J. Dwayne Garrett as Private James Wilkie, Scott Rents as Captain Wilcox, Brooke North as Captain Charles Taylor, and Stephen Johnson as Lieutenant Byrd. Once again, it's directed by Avis Hatcher-Puzeau. The production manager is Jerry Sipp. Set design by Jeffrey Nugent. Light and sound design by Rose Harris. Costuming by Brenda Hage. Stage management by LaNisha Farrar, and board operation by Kerry Arnold. Now, tickets for this show normally cost $22 or $17 for senior citizens and military, and $10 for students. This particular performance offers free pairs of tickets to people who are using the audio description service. The play is produced at the Umstead Park. It's a UCC church, and the address there is 8208 Brownlee Drive. That's 8208 Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. You can make reservations by calling 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. And this audio-described performance will be at 3 p.m. on Sunday, October 29th. And we will have a review on this website just as soon as we're able.